In a moment, I'm going to ask you to be seated. We won't greet right now, but as we are seated, I'm going to ask that everyone possible stay. The little children, if it's an infant, you have to take them over there, that's fine. But for the next portion of the service, I'm going to ask that everyone possible stay. So you may be seated. Thank you, worship team. Hallelujah. We greet everyone. We appreciate everybody that's here, everybody that's watching. Happy birthday, Mike. Greet Mike today and say happy birthday to him. We have some family members from Dayton that's with us from Pastor Jim's church. We'll kind of introduce them later when we greet, but be on your best behavior today. No promises. Anna sings on the worship team. She'll go back and tell everybody about you. Okay. Hallelujah. I hope that there are no mothers or fathers next door except ones that are having to watch little ones. And as far as I know, that's streaming over there. Is that correct, Candy? Okay. It's okay if, you know, the little ones that are in here, if they talk a bit, or, you know, our kids right now, it's not going to bother me. I want this to be heard. I don't want to be overly dramatic. There's no big announcement that I'm making concerning myself or the church or anything like that. And but it is absolutely important for every one of us to listen to the things that I'll have to say over the next few moments. And then later we'll break. There is a war in the spirit like we've never known before. And if you think, well, I've heard that before, I'm telling you, this war has gone to another level like never before. These are the end, towards the end. It's the vortex, it's the squeeze towards the end. It'll these days will eventually introduce the Antichrist, which will, at least in some portions of the world, rule. He will have an influence over all the world, but more predominantly in certain places, as far as I understand. Now, what I have to say today, I'm not going to say from a standpoint that I think that I'm speaking above you, like I'm trying to get you to come to a place where I'm at in my conviction. I am believing that predominantly I'm speaking to revivalists, to people, mothers and fathers. This really has to do primarily with for family. And even if you're an individual, you're family. Family is what brings about revival. And family is what Satan is attacking more than anything else. As I started to say, I'm not speaking over what I'll say over the next bit of time from a disposition like I'm speaking down, like that you're not there. I'm going to believe that most all of you, and even those that are watching, are already where I'm at, where we're at. But I will say that, I said that to say this. If you got up from here today and left, I don't care who you are in this service, and said, I will not support that man anymore. I will not give to that ministry anymore. I don't care. If you're watching, after you hear the things I have to say, and you say, I'll never send him another dime, I'll never watch him again, I don't care. I don't care. Well, what in the world are you going to say? I told you, you're with me. We are past the point of no return. You're either going to come in or you're going to be swept away. There is a war, as I said, like no other war. Let me read some things, and it'll take me a little bit of time to read these, but the point will be made through my reading. Some of you, most of you are already aware. And this is not even, again, it's not even, I'm going to talk about Disney to start with, but it's not even about Disney. It's about the war against the family. And we're going to say a lot, we're going to say some things about the LGBTQ, 26 other letters, whatever you want to be. Listen, it's going to go to bestiality. I'm going to let mommies and daddies tell their kids about that. This morning I'm going to be careful, but at the same time, I am really keeping the kids in here so that they can later say, Mommy, Daddy, why is he talking about Disney? Because it's no longer, listen, it's no longer going to be acceptable for you to take them to different shows and say, cover your eyes or don't look right now. Right. Or say, Mommy and Daddy's already told them about that stuff. We don't believe that in our home. That was permissible for a while. That's no longer okay with God. That's no longer okay. Now, I'm telling you this morning that you're never to enter another theme park. You're never to watch another Disney show. There's a lot of things you're going to have to make a decision on your own. But I'm telling you, you're going to have to really come to a place where you consider a life. It may be coming to a place, a life totally without Disney. You say, oh, I can't believe. Listen, if you think church is a man coming in and reading a scripture, and if you're already thinking, Pastor, you should just keep spiritual things to spiritual, that's exactly the reason why the church is in the condition it's in. Just talk about praying in tongues and fasting and, you know, different things. Listen, I'm telling you, abortion, which is murder, that's not a political thing. That's a word thing. The discrimination and assault against the home, that's not a bias, white man, political thing. That's a word thing. And if at any time, listen, and I'm not being mean to anybody, but if you're visiting us and you say, well, I don't, listen, what I have to say, everything I have to say this morning, and I'll be careful, but everything I have to say, well, that's you, Pastor. No, it's not. I'm right. If you don't agree with me, I'm right and you're wrong. I'm right and you're wrong. Why? Because I'm speaking from the Word of God. And if you ever say, well, I don't know if you're speaking from the Word of God. Listen, I'm not being mean here. But if you ever are in here and you don't believe what I'm saying, I know enough of the Word. Just come over here after church. Wait till everybody leaves. Sit in these first two pews right here, rows. Don't come with your opinion. Just say, would you show me what you just said? And I'll step over there and we'll have a little class. And I'll show you more than one place from the Word of God that what I just said was not my opinion. It's the Word of God. So a lot of you know this, but I'm going to read some of this. This is from, if you send me something from a Christian conservative base magazine or something, I appreciate that. I'm going to research it before I ever get up here. I'm going to research it and see if they're saying it from secular places as well, because Christians have a bias, some magazines, And so I want to make sure that I'm not just speaking off the cuff. So I'm going to read this from a number of different places before we get to Variety magazine. But this comes from 1 Million Moms, which was it's conservative group. Earlier this year, and to the delight of parents everywhere, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, thank you for him, Father. Thank you for him, Father. I do not put my sights on him, but I thank you. He's standing stronger than most pastors are. And he just does it. He just does it. Listen, I hope 45 becomes 47. You know what I'm talking about. But 45 needs to get saved. Somebody said, oh, no, he's saved. He's saved. He needs to get 1 John saved. Because I don't like him standing up in groups, mixed company. I love the man, but saying the F word over and over. Come on now. Let's make this across the board. Let's all of us conservatives make this across the board, right and wrong for everybody. So praise God. We want 45 to become 47, but he needs to get saved. Well, he's saved. He ain't 1 John saved. I don't want my grandkids listening to him. I don't care who I make mad this morning. Glory to God. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, y'all are going to get me tickled here in a little bit with your amens, and the state legislature passed the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which prohibits public schools from indoctrinating children grades third grade with a pro-gay, pro-transgender propaganda. 1 Million Moms recently thanked Mr. DeSantis. Disney CEO Bob Chapek initially said his company would not take sides in the controversy. Then came the loud, expected rhetoric from the rabid LGBTQ left with their nasty accusations that Disney was anti-gay and hateful for not vocally opposing the law. Again, the Florida law is simply designed to protect the youngest school-aged children from being taught lies such as how their birth gender might possibly be a freak of nature, and that they can change it. As a result, Disney quickly abandoned its neutral position for one of total surrender. Chapek apologized to his employees in a letter telling them, "You needed me." Boy, this sounded so sweet. "You needed me to be a stronger ally in the fight for equal rights. And I let you down. I'm sorry." As a result, and to the delight of the homosexual activists everywhere, Disney has announced that they will restore a previously cut lesbian kissing scene in its June Pixar release of the animated movie Lightyear. So what we're going to read here in a little bit is not from a Christian magazine, but people inside of Disney that are writing these stories. They say, we have several transgender characters already that you're watching. From our standpoint, we've already made them transgender. We're now, because of the fight of the stand of people like our governor, we're going to come at you. And it's no longer that we're going to keep a kind of a shroud or to do it in a behind the scenes. we're going to come at you, and we're going to, this is a first denouncement, a renouncement of this decision that our governor, Pixar, is saying. And what I'm going to read is, there's several of them. Here's the deal. If you've been thinking a while, like on some of them, like, no, that's not right. They're not, I'm not, I'm just, I'm, this is a, the world's so messed up, I think things sometimes it's not. That's not right. What, they're telling you, we've made these, and what you've been believing all along is, we've been trying to get that message across to you. One thing I will applaud them on, I'm not, shouldn't I say applaud, one thing I respect them on is, now they're being, they're at least saying, we're coming straight at you. We're saying, this is war. You've stood up to us. You should have never stood up to us. So movies like, and it's like Lightyear, that's one thing. I'm not, this service or what I'm saying is not about one particular movie. That would be really shallow. It's about the war. And they said, we took a scene out of a lesbian kiss, but now we're going to put the scene back in. Disney doesn't think you'll care, nor does it think Christian parents and grandparents will take a stand for their children, grandparents, or grandchildren. I think and hope you will. And of course, millionmoms.com has a way that you can protest that. And I'm not trying to push that. Let me say this real quick, but while it's in my thoughts as I go to another page here. If you think for one second that my stand against this and us speaking this concerning the agenda of the homosexual community, and I hope you're watching this through our streaming, because I don't know when other venues that we have might censor this. So I've told you from the very beginning, your best, your safest way to watch us is through our streaming, because there may come a time where, listen, I don't know, I'm not going to try to pick fights to put us in jeopardy, okay? But you better get this straight. You better be willing that in our love, we may have 100 protesters out there in the parking lot, and I'm trying to preach while they're chanting hate and bigots. Well, I'm not going to go to that church. Aren't you glad I'm telling you this so you can make decisions for your future? Because you better know where you stand. Now, if I do things hateful and wrong, that's different. But I'm telling you how much I love these people. I'm giving my life in fasting and prayer as much for these people as I am for you. When they serve me in a restaurant, I'm kind to them. I give them a 20-plus tip. I give them whatever. I don't preach to them and tell them you're wrong, you're ugly, you should change. I don't say anything. I'm kind to them. I don't try to preach to them. I love them. But here's the thing. You can put those handcuffs on me and I'll walk out of here and serve a life sentence before I will bow to that agenda. And I mean that with all my heart. Now, I know that goes a long ways once it really happens. But I'll say goodbye to my family. I'll say goodbye to my wife. I'll say goodbye to this church before I will bow to that agenda. We love these people. And listen, while I'm at it, we might as well get this straight too. We're talking about the worst as far as perversion coming against the home. But if you're watching me today and you call yourself a Christian and you're having sex, straight sex with another individual, like a man with a woman, and you're not married, you're going to the same hell they're going to. Well, I love her. We're going to get married. Gary Carpenter said something in 1 John. He said, don't have sex. I don't know if he said that. I'm saying that to be bold. Don't have sex with somebody you love. Because you're taking them to hell with you. Have sex with somebody you hate. Because you're going to hell, and then if you don't care anything about them, you don't care if they go to hell too. Well, we repented. Well, you can repent, but if you do it again, listen, if you say we're repenting, God forgive me each time, you're not being cleansed. He's not forgiving you because it's premeditated. You're intending on saying, forgive me. So you're still in your sin. Well, what's the remedy? Ask God to forgive you, go get a license, and get married. I usually like to counsel, but I'll forego that. 72 hours. I think they have three. And I got, here's the deal. Some of them thought that I was doing them a favor, but I didn't do them any favor. In this revival, we're getting equipped for this. Marty can marry you. Gay can marry you. Marsha can marry you. Rex can marry you. Homer can marry you. I think, did we do Rosie? I think Rosie, are you ordained, Rosie? Okay, we'll do that after service. My wife, she says, don't bring me this. Run down to the Collier County Courthouse, get you a, and see me on Thursday's my date day, but with my wife, my wife. We'll run over here to the church, I'll marry you, and then you can go do whatever you want to. But otherwise, if you don't, and you're doing something wrong, you're headed towards hell. My God. Now let me share from, excuse me. Now this one, I didn't find a way to print this, so I'll just read it off my, this is coming from Epic Times. And this is what I wanted to, I really need to get to Variety magazine here, because this proves some of the other points, like, okay, Disney executives outline gay agenda, push for more queer characters in internal meeting. Executive and producers of Walt Disney Company said during a recent internal meeting that there will be a renowned effort to make leading characters in films and shows gay or transgender, with one talking about how she has been working to enact a not at all secret gay agenda in several programs. Now this, listen, I know, because I got granddaughters in here, they love their princesses, I understand that. There may be an acceptability up to this point, but I hate to tell you this, they are saying, and I'm probably not going to read all of this, they are saying in the future, going forward, they are going to change some of their main characters, like their princesses, to become transgender or lesbian. They're telling that up front. They're telling you this up front. If you put your, if you're of an attitude like, let's not pick on them, and listen. We didn't cross the line. They've crossed the line. They've come over in our world and said, we're going to teach your children, because we know your children love the princesses. They love the, and we're going to make some, up till now, this paragraph says up till now, basically, we've kept them in the shadows and we kind of brought them along. I probably won't, because I don't want to belabor. I've got it here. I've got it there. Different characters. Now, I'm not talking about, this is from Variety magazine. This, and then you can read it in, you Google this. Different movies like Luca, those different ones where I watched it and I thought, that's okay. It's probably okay. But the director and the producer or whatever, he said, we really wanted to make those. See, this is their matter. We wanted to make those two boys be a romantic. We wanted them to be homosexuals. We definitely wanted the human girl that befriended them, a lesbian. We tried to, but they said, for reasons of our purpose of really, it wasn't that they got convicted about it. It just said that because they wanted to portray a friendship relationship. But do you understand where they're going with everything? They're not lying to us. They're telling us up front, in the days ahead, the Pixar movie Lightyear is just the first. They're telling you, get ready, we're changing. And God help, I hope they, you know, this is probably a hope that's, you know, some of you know these different, there's several of these. There's, what is the Moon Girl? They want Moon Girl. I don't know what that is. That's going to be a total lesbian, transgender, on and on and on. Let me just read some of this. This comes from Carrie Burke. She's the president of Disney General Entertainment Content, and said during the meeting that she is the mother of two. And I'm not trying to say these words to be mean. It's what they say. She's the mother of two queer children, including one who identifies as a different gender than the other that were born. Burke's, okay, I'll stop right there because he's, listen, do you know why, now she's not even born again, obviously, but do you know why even Christians sometimes will back off from this stuff and not fight it? Because they have children that are messed up. Or they have a child that is struggling, and so they'll like, Pastor, come on now, just preach the word. I'm preaching the word like I've never preached it this morning. And I don't care, I love you, I don't care who you are, because I'm saying most all of everybody's listening is on the same page with me. But if you back off of our stand, not a hateful stand, but a stand to say, look, the war is on. What does the war mean? You better, as a parent and as a grandparent, you better take some real close, you better go before the Lord. Like I said, I'm not going to be the one that says, don't ever go into another theme park. Don't ever, you know, we've probably got some Disney movies in our house that the kids are going to continue to watch because there's nothing in that as far as I know. But you better, going forward, since they've declared, You better watch. You better suspicion everything, and heaven help you that you go to a movie and say, "I know something's in here," but I'm just going to say, "Mommy's just going to tell them we don't believe that, do we, son, or do we, buddy, or do we, honey?" It's over. We've got to take an absolute stand now, an absolute. We can't, because they don't even need to see it and hear it, and then say, "Well." Listen, I'm not talking about being a dictator. I'm talking about being a loving parent. You better watch what they're watching on here. You better every once in a while check out what they're doing. Not don't make them feel like they're doing something. You better ask them, "Hey buddy, what and just at check history, cuz they're after them." And every once in a while during the day, you need to take their nose out of this for hours. Burke said Disney has already been home to an incredible, groundbreaking LGBTQIA. Stories over the year, but during a recent open company forum, a different executive lamented that there have only been a handful of queer leads. The LGBTQIA stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, and asexual. The introduction of a bill in Florida of the law has banned discussing a sexual orientation or gender identity in kindergarten through third grade by Governor Ron DeSantis, signed legislation on March 28th. And the resulting pushback from some Disney workers served as a wake-up call to Burke. You know what always has amazed me? How that you can have, they say, because I've also read that there's a bunch of Disney people that are conservatives that are going crazy about this. But it just amazes me how you can have 75 or 100 people versus, I think they've got 77,000 employees that work up there, something like that. You can have 100 or less, and they will cow down to them. There's more of us. Can you not count? It doesn't matter, because the people that are running stuff. We have many, many, many LGBTQIA. This is coming from characters in our story. So they already got them there, whether you know it or not. Sometimes, you know, when we preach as hard as we preach, a lot of times I'll think, you're just being suspicious. They're telling me now about what I'm reading. I haven't been over suspicious. They're telling me, yeah, we kind of got them feminine acting because we really, in our minds, in our hearts, they're bisexual or they're homosexual or they're, you know, gender, whatever. Okay. We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, and yet we don't have enough leads, they said, and narratives in which gay characters just get to be the characters and have not been about gay stories. That's been very eye-opening for me, and I can tell you it's something that I feel, this is Miss Burke talking, she's the head over this, I feel perhaps this moment not happened as a leader and me and my colleagues would not have focused on, she told colleagues and other Disney employees. Going forward, I certainly will be more so. I know that we will be, and I hope this is a moment where we just don't allow each other to go backwards. The video and several other clips from the meeting were obtained and posted online by Christopher Rufo, a filmmaker and senior fellow at Manhattan Institute. I've spoken with a number of Disney employees who say the company has totally gone off the rail, from critical race theory to gender ideology. Executives are pushing extreme left-wing activism in every facet of the company, from erasing the words boy and girl from its theme parks to tracking canonical trans characters in its children's programs. Rufo told the Epic Times via email, Disney, which did not respond, on and on and on, blah, blah, blah. Disney CEO Bob Chapek told all workers at the time that he had heard from employees about their pain, frustration, and sadness over Disney's response to the bill, adding that the legislation constituted a challenge to the basic human rights. You needed me to be more, okay, here's the other quote, here's the same quote. You meet, so it's coming from another source. You need to be needed me to be stronger ally in the fight for equal rights, and I let you down. I'm sorry, Chapek wrote. On and on and on. So, I've digested this. There's no need for me to, they'll tell you that they changed their greetings from, hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Now they don't say that anymore. They'll say, hello, you know, everybody. Hello, everybody. No, I'm a boy. I'm a man. I know, you know, when I shower or when I go to the restroom, I'm not trying to be vulgar or crude. Everybody does. Candy and I were at a park not long ago. Well, it's been a few years ago. And a young lady that I could tell was a young lady, she named her boy name, and she said, I'm Joe or whatever. And she said, you'll refer to me. She was shadowing some college students or they might have been high school students. And she said, you'll refer to me as in those particular pronouns. Now listen, I'm not going to go up and start no fight. I'm not going to go over there and even try to witness to her. Okay? But I can tell you this. There's nothing that you can do to change the inside of me, to make me, in other words, I'm not going to be mean to those people. I'm not going to fight with them. But if you're going to bring me under your ideology and force me to be, because you're saying, no, don't call me that. I just won't say anything unless you tell me, if you try to make me respond. Now say what I said. Say what I said. I'm a girl. Or I'm a boy. And you're a girl. Say what I said. I'll just go. Say what I said. When they hint, you're a girl, you're a girl, you're a girl, you're a girl, you're a girl. They cannot change us, but we have to be loving. We have to be kind. Don't pick no fights. Many of them are on the edge of suicide. Let me read a little bit from Variety. Because Epic's conservative. Let's go to something even more worldly. On March 9th, the LGBTQ employees and allies of Pixar Animation Studios sent a joint statement to Walt Disney. We've read all that. Let me skip down to something maybe new. According to the source close to the production, Pixar's next film, Lightyear, starring Chris Evans as a punitive real-life inspiration for the Toy Story character Buzz Lightyear, does feature a significant female character, Hawthorne, voiced by Yuzo Aduba. Some of you probably know who that is. Who is in a meaningful relationship with another woman. While the fact of that relationship was never in question at the studio, a kiss between the characters has been cut from the film. Following the uproar surrounding the Pixar employees stated and Disney CEO Bob Chapek handling of the Don't Say Gay bill, however, the kiss was reinstated into the movie last week. The decision marks a possible major turning point for the LGBTQ representation, not just in Pixar films, but in a feature animation in general. Which has remained steadfastly circumspect about depicting same-sex affections in any meaningful light. This paragraph has different shows that are adult animated shows that even the names are naughty. I won't say it in front of the kids. In the Pixar 27 years history, there have been just a small handful of ambiguous LGBT characters of any kind. In the 2020s onward, a one-eyed cop, Lena Waithe, who appeared in the few scenes, mentioned her girlfriend. In the 2019's Toy Story 4, two moms hug their child goodbye at kindergarten. See, listen, I'm telling you, we're coming to a place of accountability. You as the mom and dad of kids, y'all have to make the decisions. But I'm telling you to know that something's in there anymore and say, how far are you going, Pastor? I said, you have to begin to pray before God. Did you know this? And I know this is, this may blow your mind. You could, if we had to, you could live as a mommy and daddy without Disney, and your world would still be okay. It'd still be okay. You can live with a lot of things in this life. Well, Pastor, this is kind of legal. You know what? If you think this is legalism, you need to go check yourself, because the world's already getting in your head. I'm not dictating any of this. I'm telling you, you need to go before God and say, how strict? And he'll tell you as an individual, mom and dad. And in the 2016 Finding Dory features a brief shot of what appears to be a lesbian couple through the movie's filmmakers were coy, although the movie's filmmakers were coy about defining. This is not a Christian magazine I'm reading from. They're saying we did this. I don't know if you caught it or not, but we were putting a lesbian scene in there. The most overtly LGBT project in Pixar's canon history, short films, was Out. I don't know what that is. About a gay man struggling with coming out to his parents, which the studios released in Disney's Plus. Let's see, what else? But according to multiple former Pixar employees who spoke with Variety on the condition of the anonymity, creatives within the studio have tried for years to incorporate the LGBT identity into its storytelling in ways big and small. In 2021, released Luca, two sea monsters who appeared human on the land. Now, they didn't make them, you know, but they were thinking about it. So you can tell Jacob Tremblay and Alberto Jack Delan Grazer built a profound friendship. Alberto was the other character, but his real person was Jack Dylan Delane. Built a profound friendship with each other that many interpret as a coming out allegory. So they're wanting people to understand these. The New York Times review of the film was headlined "Calamari by Your Name." The secret director Enrico Casarosa even told The Wrap that he talked about the potential of Luca and Alberto's friendship being romantic in nature. Let me skip on. According to two sources who spoke with Variety, however, Luca's filmmaker also discussed whether the human girls, a human girl who befriends Luca and Alberto, Julian, Emma Berman, should be, whether or not she should be queer. But the creative team appeared to be stymied by how to do it without also creating a girlfriend for one of the other characters, you know, so it's just on and on and on. Well, Pastor, I get your point. Yeah, I hope you do. I hope you do. I really, really hope you do. This is amazing to me. Now, I know I'm not, by no means, Russia's evil, and like where they're, what they're doing. China's evil and all their persecution and what they're doing. But this is crazy. They won't allow these certain films or any innuendo, so Disney has to scale it down for China, Russia, and much of West Asia. Certain things like certain, and in the Islamic countries, they definitely, well, they'll kill you. So in Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Disney don't even go there. So here's our God-fearing, American, wonderful country, and it is. We have a wonderful country in comparison by reason of evangelism that will fight over these things and say, it doesn't matter. Christians are just going to go with it. They're going to go to the movies. They're going to continue to go to our theme parks. They're going to listen. I'm telling you up front, they're going to make some of these leading characters that you love, they're going to change them. In a couple of years from now, some of the leading characters are going to have a lesbian or homosexual encounter because they're going to do a remake or whatever. Being a parent, I'm glad I'm a grandparent, but I still have to stand with my daughters and son-in-laws. But I'll tell you, being a parent today, it's tougher than it's ever been. You better, listen, you better not worry about how much money you make. You better be concerned about the lives of your children, because revival is all about family. It's all about family. We're going to play something in a few moments, but I won't even keep the kids in. Hallelujah. We'll come back. We'll break for a few moments, greet each other, and then the last half hour I'll have a little bit more to say about this same subject. I don't think if you're a person who has any exception with this, I don't think you know how much we love these people. The reason why we're doing what we're doing is fighting for revival is for them. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we worship you. I'm going to pray over all your children. I want all the little kids to understand this. I know the pastor has said some really, you're kind of wondering, is mommy and daddy going to take that away from? No, your mommy and daddy is going to do what's right for you, and I'm not your mommy and daddy. They're going to choose. They're the ones that's going to choose, and they're going to do the right things. They're going to say, okay, you can watch this. No, you can't watch this. Okay, we'll go to that movie, or no, we won't go to. They're the ones that will make that decision. But, folks, we are in a warfare like never before. Like never before. After the break, I'm gonna play something that we played from Kenneth Hagin. It's a 1963. I was only 3 years old when he prophesied this. Jim Martin had an almost identical vision. We'll discuss that, but we'll do that after the break. Hallelujah. Everybody that's watching us online, we love you. I'm going to pray over your family. I'm going to pray over all of our families. We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. This is all going to, it's, we're going to have our revival, and all of our kids are going to be protected, and they're going to grow up strong and straight. They're going to marry, if they want to get married, they're going to marry the opposite sex, and they're going to know who they are. Father, we thank you and we praise you for what you have called us to, and that's a revival of soundness of mind and sanity and family. You've called us to a revival of family. And Father, we're speaking over these moms and dads and grandparents and little ones, little girls, little boys. We pray that God, that you'll let them know that they are safe, that Jesus loves them. He even loves the friends that they have in school that are confused about who they are. And he will help them witness to these, just to love them. They don't even have to say anything, just to be kind to them and to love them. But to also know that in the days ahead, they will be protected. Their minds will be protected. Their bodies will be protected. Our homes will be protected. We speak life over this congregation and over those that are watching. That Heavenly Father, that in the days ahead as we move forward towards revival, that the power of God will rest upon us in a stronger way than it ever has before. And not only just the power for miracles, but that we'll fill your hedge. We'll know that our families are safe, and they're going to be safe no matter what school they go to. But Father, we also want to thank you for our governor who's fought so hard to try to protect us. And Father, we just praise you. We commit this time to you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody was telling me during the break that how that ESPN was protesting along with them, that they had done whiteouts on some of their broadcasting to go along with standing with the equal rights. You know, our sports is, it's messed up too. We need a revival. We need a revival. Of course, this is not, this absolutely would not surprise you, but the present president of the United States, Mr. Biden, he came out real strong against our governor, real strong for the stand that Disney and the LGBTQ, 97 other. Well, we understand the war, and we understand what we've got to do. We've got to pray, and we've got to stand up and speak and bring an awareness to fellow Christians and those who will hear. I was so encouraged, you know, people were saying, you know, they appreciate, you know, the message. And Alex encouraged me. He encouraged me. He goes, Pastor, we'll come up with your bail. We'll make sure we have your bail. So thank you, Alex. He didn't say we're going to jail with you. He said we'll come up with your bail. What's that? That's right. Homer said he gets his, those of you who are watching, he'll support me too. No, Homer, you're going with me. Rex and Marty. Oh, my. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you. Now, you've heard this particular prophecy once or twice before, but I'd like for you to listen to it again. This is from Kenneth Hagin, and I believe it's in 1963. Give it a listen. I think that has caption where you can read along. But are we ready? Would you like for us to get these lights as well, Mike, if you would? So it's real. Yep. Thank you. I'll be back.
Yea, the hand of the Lord was upon me. The Spirit of God moved upon me. The voice of God spoke unto me and said, come up hither, son of man. And I went, as it were, up into the air and stood with him, the head of the church, even the Lord Jesus Christ, in the air. And as I looked down upon the ground, I could see as a mount laid out before me the entire nation, all of the states of the continental United States. And as I looked, he said, behold, son, and I shall show you that which shall come to pass. And that which the eyes of many shall see, and they shall remember that their ears heard, that it shall come to pass. For there came a dark hand up out of the ocean, from the east, even the Atlantic Ocean. It came up out of the sea as a hand, and as it rose up into the air, it became a dark cloud. And it filled the whole atmosphere, and yea, it swept in them like a storm from sea. And I said, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, what's the meaning of this? And he spake unto me and said, son, that is the darkness of atheistic communism that is sweeping across the nation, even in the minds of men in high places. politicians with great power. And this nation shall not grow more strong, and ye shall never have more liberty than you have now, but liberties that you've known, as you have seen them seized, shall be seized and shall be taken from you. And I looked again, and I could see upon the mountain a blot, as though a bottle of ink had been spilled, and it spread out over several states in the south and east. And then I looked, and I could see spots splotched all over the mountain. And I said, Lord, what meaneth this? And he said, communistic inspired hatred among races shall cause greater turmoil than your nation has seen heretofore. Yea, it is not the will of God, but men's hearts are perverse. They walk without the love of God and seek to have their own way. And so it shall be worse than you have seen. And I said, Oh Lord, is there a remedy? Is there a remedy? What shall the answer be? And he said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceived and being deceived. And then I said, oh Lord, do we have nothing to look forward to in the future except the darkness, the blackness, war, destruction, evil? Then he said, son of man, forget not your text, for you look at the thing not seen. And so then I looked into the spirit realm, and I saw falling upon that mountain a ball of fire from heaven. The closer to the earth, the bigger it got. And then when it came to the earth, it divided into small balls or sparks of fire and fell upon men. And I saw an army of men rise up. And it seemed as though their hands were fire. And they sat upon their heads a tongue of fire. When I first saw it, I thought their whole head was a head of fire like their hands. But it was a tongue of fire. Tongues of fire leaping. And I said, what meaneth this? And he said, before the worst shall come, and the day of darkness shall come, there shall those who will go who shall carry the fullness of my truth and the fire, not only to the states of this nation, but to many other places. For there is a work that must be done first spiritually before the Lord shall come. Now prepare ye your hearts, for the time is at hand, and the beginning is now. And ye shall see, and ye shall know, for the hand of the Lord is upon you, and many others, to be used in these last days, and the work shall progress. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I said to him, O Lord, thank you that I may have a small place to work. And he said, I will cause thy tent to be enlarged. Yea, thou shalt have an enlarged ministry, and shall minister to many where you ministered to a few. Therefore, go ye back to the earth, and be thy faithful, and give forth that which I tell thee to give, for ye have been reluctant in days gone by to tell it. Now tell it boldly, and speak it true, for now is the day that it shall be so. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. For the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the prophetic vision shall shall be restored unto the church. For even in the days of old, under the old covenant, the prophet would see by vision and prophesy. And so the prophetic vision shall be restored unto the church. And this is the time, and this is the hour, and this is the place. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. What I spoke of, I saw this very night. I saw the vision. I was lifted up to that place. Oh, men and women, thank God for His goodness. Thank you, Jesus.
If there ever was a man that I believe with all my heart was a prophet, it was Kenneth Hagin Sr. And I know that he saw that and had that, and he was a man that had many visions, and I followed his ministry. And he was a sound teacher of the Word of God. Another sound teacher of the Word of God is our dear friend and one of the speakers here, and that's Pastor Jim Martin. I've heard this vision and had heard him recount it several times, but it's been a while. But along about the election of Mr. Trump was 45, so the succession of 43 and 44, which was the same person, I'll let you figure that out. When they were elected, when that person was elected, along about, I believe it was the first election, it was within days that he saw a vision. And I might be wrong on some of this in the exact, but because it's been a while. But I remember that I think he said he was stayed up late watching the returns. And then it was either that night or within the week or so or a few days, he had a prophetic vision. And he saw I believe that it was the fulfillment of this. I believe that that started it in 63, which is, it'll be 2023 next, so that's what, almost 60 years ago, yeah. So I believe that that began then, but some of the greatest culmination of it was seen again at the preface of 43 going into office, because Pastor Jim saw a vision. And he began to see that he saw America, he saw the borders and the perimeters of America, and he saw hordes and hordes of demons and principalities that were somehow kept out, obviously because of Christianity. You know, the world always goes to wherever the church. The world's always evil, but however strong the church is, sets a standard for really however evil the world will be able to advance to. In it sets the buffers, the headers, the surrounding. So Pastor Jim said that after that election, that it was as if there was a permission that was granted to these millions and maybe billions, I don't know, hordes and hordes of principalities and devils. Just they were on the borders. I think about what Dad Hagin said, that he saw the map, he saw the oceans, he saw this blotch spread out over America. And Pastor Jim said that he saw this incredible force of demonic powers once that election took place, and certain people came into office. Now listen, you can sit and say, well, that was a stolen election like the last one. That's neither here or there right now. Whether it was stolen or not, things get stolen because there's no perimeter to catch the thief. Jesus said that if the good man of the house would have known, he would have stayed up all night and would not have suffered, means allowed, the thief to break in. Now, you can argue all you want, and I'm not arguing that, because I wouldn't. Last election, 43 and 44, you can argue, that's not the point. The point is the body of Christ, because the backslidden condition was not a watchman on the wall. And when that happened, it gave permission for all these millions of devils. Since then, we've had all kinds of course, abortion on demand was prior to that, and prayer out of schools was prior to that. But since then, I think we've had same-sex marriage instituted. We've gone to another absolute level of perversion in this country. And Jim saw that. He saw these devils rush in and begin to take up a dominion, and a dominion over America as a result. Listen, I pray for change. I pray for change. But again, I will underscore, this pulpit does not stand here for the change, first and foremost politically. It is here for an outpouring of the kingdom of God. And we are going to see it over our area. We're going to see it over this region. We're going to continue to stand strong. Parents, protect your children. Love them. Don't be preachy. Love them and teach them. Dads, do things with your boys, your girls. Date them. Love them. Tonight, we're not having church. Just take them to a park. Go buy a pizza. Go take them for a drive. I'd say go to the beach, but you probably can't even get in. God knows what you'll see. But still, hallelujah. Do you love Jesus? Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for Vinny in just a moment. She needs a miracle. I bet you'd love to be able to pray with me. Hallelujah. Would you go, please, and begin to play for us? Give us some worship. Let's all stand. Someone bring Sister Vinny forward, would you? All of you that are watching this morning, we love you so much. Hallelujah. Now, Miss Vinny has recently had an operation on her neck, and from what I understand, it was not allowed to heal sufficiently before she was moved. Now, I've not heard anything about her trying to go after anybody or anything like that. I'm just saying, there's an injury there that she can't afford. And I mean, not physically afford. Financially afford. She can't physically afford another neck operation. So we're going to believe for an absolute healing. Hallelujah. Some of you women, please come and stand and lay your hands on her. Hallelujah. These are godly women, and they're going to pray over her and release the power of God into her body. And those of you that are watching by camera, this is one of our dear sisters. She's been with us for years. She's confined to a wheelchair only recently because of these operations. So would you stretch your faith this way and agree with these elders, these women of God. So right now in the name of Jesus, I command with these women and with these, Vinny be healed in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God flow through their hands into your body and neck and vertebrae. I command you restored in the name of Jesus. Strength come back into your body and pain go. And every vertebrae put back into place. Neck, I command you to be healed. Skeletal structure, I command you to be healed. No deterioration. And what the doctors could not do, in Jesus' name, I command and I release the power of God, the Holy Ghost, into your neck. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. And as we're praying for Vinny, we pray for you and everybody that's watching and everybody in this room. I release the power of God towards you and in your body. Let the power of God flow. Receive in your mortal body the power of God in the name of Jesus. The life of the Lord Jesus Christ raise you up, and by His stripes, wherever you're at, if you're 10,000 miles away watching on film this morning or TV this morning, in Jesus' name, be made whole in the name of the Lord. The impossible, I speak to the impossible, and I command healing. I command healing to a friend of mine that's overseas in the name of Jesus. I speak life to that friend in Ireland, and I command in the name of Jesus. Life be in the name of Jesus. Life, the power of God, raise you up. Be healed. Be restored, my dear friend. In the name of Jesus, healing virtue flow through your body right now as we speak on this side of the world in the name of Jesus. I release the power of God through this congregation. I release the power of God into wherever you're at, East Coast, West Coast, North, South, wherever you're at in America, wherever you're at in the world, in the name of Jesus, that the life of God will infuse your body and receive the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ. Things that are impossible, impossible for man, we command possible now at this hour. We release the glory of God. All things are possible. Be healed. Receive the life of God. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name by His stripes. You're healed. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love everybody. We love you. Thank you for watching today, being part of the service. They're still ministering up here. We'll give them time to do that. But we just bless you in the name of Jesus, and we speak life over your day. May the power of God rest upon you and the rest of your week. We will see you Wednesday, whether in the service here physically or you tuning in and being a part of these services. God bless you and have a wonderful day. You can consider yourself formally dismissed. Let's stay sensitive to these that are praying up here. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.